The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you, carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone.
So one of the things I'm sure you've noticed about me is that maybe I'm always hungry. Put on a few pounds since I've gotten here. But the thing about being hungry is that it's kind of this internal thing that pushes you to satisfy that feeling of being hungry, of wanting more, wanting your stomach not to be empty. So maybe even now we're thinking about hunger. Maybe we're thinking, if we're young enough, or maybe not, even this older ones, might be thinking about the donut we're going to get after Mass, or maybe we're going to breakfast or brunch or something, and so it's already on our mind. But we're already thinking, planning maybe, about how we're going to satisfy that hunger that's kind of welling up, and especially if you haven't had anything to eat, even though it's 11:30 in the morning. But then, beyond this physical hunger, there's also another type of hunger that we experience that's more than just physical. It's a spiritual hunger for something more, something deeper, something that satisfies us for eternity. In fact, many of us are here today precisely because of that hunger. We recognize that something is missing, that there's almost like an unfillable hole within us, that no matter what earthly thing we throw at it, it is never filled and it is never satisfied. Try as we might, that hunger for more, for deep connection, for deep meaning in life, never goes away. We might try to fill it or even hide from it at times by maybe binge-watching Netflix or endlessly scrolling on social media or starting a YouTube video if we're Gen Z, I think, starts YouTube videos and just lets them play forever and ever and ever. But the thing is that this stuff never really satisfies that deep longing that we find within us. Because all it does, all that media does is hide it. Kind of like shuts up that voice inside and pushes that out away, but we're not satisfied truly when we do this. The apostles in today's gospel are physically hungry, certainly. I mean, they're already talking about food, they're talking about preparing the Passover meal, they're talking about throughout the gospel, one of the things Jesus does is feeds his apostles and his disciples. And so in the gospel today, we know that they're definitely hungry because they are human. But if we stop and ask why these men are actually following Jesus around, the answer is less physical. It's not just because he feeds them. It's not just because he does miracles. They follow him because of something much deeper and far more satisfying to the human soul. So I want to share a story with you. And one thing that I'm sure most of you have recognized by now is that priests like to reuse a lot of the same stories. So if you've heard this story before, just suck it up, you'll be fine. Roughly about 200 years ago, a young Episcopalian woman accompanied her husband, who was a merchant, to Italy. They had sailed from the United States, hoping that the change in climate might help the husband whose failing business had eventually started to negatively affect his health. Tragically, he died while they were there. Upon the death of her husband, the grieving young widow was warmly received by an Italian family. They were business acquaintances of her deceased husband and took her into their home. And she stayed with them for a few months before she could arrange her return to America. During her stay with the family, the young widow was impressed not by their material goods, not by the house, not by any of the things of the world they had, but she was impressed by their Catholic faith, but most especially their devotion to the Holy Eucharist, their frequent attendance at Mass, the reverence with which they received Holy Communion, the awe they showed toward the Blessed Sacrament on feast days when the Eucharist was carried in procession. And miraculously, this young widow found that she had her broken heart healed by the hunger that she had for this mysterious little white host. Upon returning home, this young widow immediately requested instruction in the Catholic faith. She was received into the church shortly after, and when asked, she described her first reception of the Lord in the Eucharist as the happiest moment of her entire life. This young widow was later canonized. Saint Elizabeth Ann Seton, the first native-born saint of the United States. Saint Elizabeth recognized her hunger for our Lord in the Eucharist, and even that hunger itself was healing. Oftentimes, though, we don't even realize that we're spiritually hungry or even starving. We don't even realize that there's something going on inside of us, because we are constantly tuned into television or news or anything to take our mind off the here and the now. Because there's so much noise in the world that we can barely hear our own thoughts, let alone the spiritual hunger that's within us. We distract ourselves with television, movies, music, conversation, literally anything to cover up that feeling of spiritual hunger. But today, whether we recognize our hunger or not, whether we try to run from it or hide from it, today Christ is offering us food to eat, food that nourishes, food that heals, food that saves. The food that he offers is the source and summit of our faith. It is none other than the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. The food that Christ offers us to satisfy our hunger is none other than himself. My brothers and sisters, that deep spiritual longing that we hunger and thirst for can only truly be satisfied by God. And he has, in fact, given us himself as food in the Holy of Holies, the Blessed Sacrament, the body of Christ. God bless you.